Monday, August 13, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3 o'clock. Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
Call the Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting for August 13th, 2018 to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Here.
Okay. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
Thanks, Harry.
We will start with item one, the consent agenda, and the approval of the previous minutes for July 24th of 2018.
Okay. I'll second it.
Scott?
Tony and then myself second for the consent agenda. For the CF.
Yeah, consent agenda. Who was it?
Tony and then myself.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. We'll move on to new business. A, to review corrected over-under property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. So we will start with protest 1-1. The parcel 22005518-1, and that will be okay. You want to come up here and just stand right there? And just identify yourself.
Yeah. I'm Bort, Gary Bortcheller. I own Bort Auto Body in South Sioux. And my property valuation got messed up with it on the land. I own 4 acres, and then a couple of years ago I sold 3 of them to Ralph Rogers next door. I sold 3 of them for $85,000. And then when I got my assessment, they had it, my land at $122,000, at which time I figured they must have not taken off those 3 acres. So then they adjusted down to $88,000. My question here is, why is it $88,000 when just a couple of years ago I sold 3 acres for $85,000? I needed to understand that. If that is correct, I don't know.
Okay. Jeff, you want to give us some insight on this, Jeff?
Sure. So, this, what we do for land valuation is based on market, it's based on sales. So, we don't consider one sale and one sale doesn't make a market. So, you take 3 years of vacant land sales, you put them in an array. Highest land sale to the lowest land sale, you find that median number, and that's what you set all your ratios against, 92 to 100. So he did sell it. His number, that's what he sold those lots for, but we also have lots sells higher. So the median number is where he's at now. The first acre is 88, and then every acre after that, 17.4 is what TBI did on their land study. So that's how he got to where he's got 1 acre even left, so that's where the 88 comes from. So that puts him equalized in the neighborhood.
So people that would have an acre in that
would
all be at 88.
They're supposed to all be at 88, or if they had more, they would have, like if they had two, you'd have
88 plus that.
17.4.
Yeah, and if it's less than an acre, then you go to a square foot method, which is a little bit different, mm-hmm. but it's the same concept.
So his number would be in that array. Is it yeah. 3 years back, or does it?
Yeah, we do 3 on commercial because you don't get a whole lot. No, like residential, stupid. Commercial, we use 3 years worth of sales. So but that's how they got the number.
So did that sale of my land of 3 acres not change anything?
It's in there. It changes where the median is in the array. So like your 85, so let's say the highest sale was 100, the lowest sale was 67, you'd be right in there somewhere at that 85. It adds to that median. So it actually, if it adds below, then it actually helps to bring it back down.
Bring the average down.
Now,
if I could have 10 of them, you'd add them together, divided by 10.
If we have, yeah, exactly. So it does help.
Does that mean I sold my land too cheap?
At 15, I don't know. I don't know what they would have given you for it.
You probably did. Yeah.
Is any less if you figure by square foot? Sometimes they do that.
Square foot generally will end up higher because it's like just an individual lot. So the acre method is more along the lines of would you look at to develop into something else. So we usually start out lower on that first acre and then have a better grade. Generally, so if we did $2 a square foot, for example, and you take it times 43,560, which is how many square feet in an acre, then you're going to come up with your acre value, which would put you over 88. I don't know if it's 2 or 210 or where you're at. I think your neighborhood 120. This is the body shop, right?
Yeah. I was looking at site dump. They had, theirs was valued at 122,000, and it was 2.9 acres. That equals out to 41,000 if you divide it by.
Yeah, so if you have to the 17.4 an acre after 1 acre.
Yeah, so the first acre would be the 88. His right. Second acre was 17.4, then 0.96 times 17.4.
That's the second, the second acre is about 17 grand, and the first one's 88.
So, yeah. Trying to tell me in a polite way, I'm stuck.
With 88. Well, if that's what the array is, I mean, they just plug that number in.
I just want to make sure I'm not getting charged more.
Yeah.
It's just a big jump from what it was.
It is, really. Yeah. They haven't looked at commercial. Commercial stuff I don't think has been looked at as recently as some of the residential stuff, and I think that's part of what we're
hitting. Is the mill rate going to go down some? Is all the evaluation going up?
Or you just it hasn't been set yet.
Well, what happens, Board, at the same time, farmland's going down 5%.
So am I helping you out?
Thank you. But it's been up here for so long. You know, the farmland's probably 30% off where it was at the high, and it's finally dropped 5%. So
has the mill rate been set yet?
Not yet.
Not. When is that going
to
be?
We'll have to decide by the end of August.
End of this month?
Yeah.
You've got to remember, you know, this is going up, and then the sales tax is going to go up.
You get to vote on that.
Get to vote on that. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be a SOSU thing.
Yeah.
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 Nothing to do with you guys. Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Lauren.
Thanks. Thanks, Gordon.
See you later. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Now we will hear protest 1-2, parcel ID 22004221 7, George Quint. Don't see anybody here for that. Joan. So.
This is Sue Lantone.
Yeah.
They recommended no change. Correct.
Well, the same thing with the land. Well, there's improvements on that too.
Yeah, if I'm. Am I reading that right, Joan? They recommend no change in your evaluation. They also recommended no change on protest number one. I took a look at the protest valuation sheet. Marty still has.
Do you have that one? Or?
No, the actual protest.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Under. I took a look at that one. It looks like it's kind of the same situation with the land.
Yeah.
And then the commercial increase that has happened. So, I believe those are the only two protest hearings that we had. And our referee is recommending no change. So, I believe I will make a motion on
previous two protests to follow the referee's recommendation on them. So I will just need a second.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we will move on to item B, Jeff, to present report of clerical errors to the board to review and correct the assessment of undervalued or overvalued property.
Okay, folks, let's see here. I'm just kind of a parrot here for TVI on this.
Is this the sheet that Sheree just gave us?
Yep. Should have a blue title bar across the top. Everything in the light gray above, it's what we've already done up to this point. The stuff that's in dark starts out with a sawmill. That one, they had a clerical error on it. It was in the wrong neighborhood. So that one, by switching the neighborhood, went down from 164 to 84860. The next one is an IOLL Morton building. They had as commercial. That's actually used for personal family and friends storage. So it went back to personal and got recoded, and they wanted that to be a 4,000, and then it went from 69 to 32,125. Now, this one's residential, too. This is in Crystal Cove, Terry Muff's little condos there next to the lake. They wanted to no change it, but the referee that did it grabbed the previous year number and wrote it thinking it was what the new 18 number was, so we had to reset that back. No change to the 2018 value. So that's a 163 to 163. The next one is for the same reason. It was a no change, but they used, it was the same referee, used the previous instead of the 18. They didn't understand TerraScan. So that should have been 218 to 218. Now the next one on the trust, they had the numbers pulled out, so they switched some of the buildings in the backside that were commercial are now residential use. So when the TBI guys recoded that, reset it to a residential parcel, it went from 667 to 523. And then Star Printing was the same deal. It was supposed to be a no change. They grabbed their own previous year value. So that's a 346 to 346. St. Mike's was same thing. It's a 104 to 104. Olson Trust. Two Olson Trusts. Both of those are ag. Egg land should have stayed the same, a drop, but I mean, they were grabbing the wrong value, which actually raised it from last year to this year. So those both should have been no change, 59 to 59 and 61 to 61. Mr. Guerrero's place in neighborhood 110, same thing, same referee. They did a no change on his protest, but grabbed the previous value, so that should have been a 95 back to a 95. And the last one is Mr. Howard. Same thing again, 81,335, and it should have been no change to 81,335, but they grabbed the wrong numbers. So that total on the bottom of the referee sheet was added incorrect.
So we sent everybody's the letters out to everybody that protested. We sent the wrong dollar amount out.
Okay.
So I think then I think what we would do is you guys review those or approve those, and we have to do new letters. Is that correct, Joan? I think we'll send out a new BOE notice.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Ed. Is that something we need to vote on, Joan, to accept those? Okay. Then I will make a motion to accept Jeff Curry's report of clerical errors for the assessment of undervalued or overvalued property. I need a second.
A second.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay. That was new business. We'll move on to mail and or emergency business. Do not believe we have any of that. So we'll move on to public comment. Open it up for the public to make comment. If you have something to make comment, come up here and just state your name. You'll have 3 minutes to tell us what you want to tell us. Does anybody want to make public comment?
I think I'm on the agenda, you
know? No, you're not on the agenda, Herman. If you want to make a public comment, you can, but you're not on the agenda.
Excuse me. I asked to be on the agenda.
Okay.
I don't know why I want to. Okay. Can I give you all some information?
Yep.
Thank you. County board or whatever, and I'll go over this a little bit. When you all came to view my property, I was led to believe that you agreed with me. What changed your mind? You know that vacated Mary Street with an easement and all its restrictions should have less of a value. And there is no equalization between my property and my neighbor's. I was under the impression that you would rule on my appeal, not a referee. For your information, I gave you a copy of some of Nebraska's state laws. I would like to go over them with you. Now, the first is equalization. Equalization is the term commonly used for a requirement contained in the Nebraska Constitution that real property must be valued uniformly and proportionately. That's number one. Number two, the ultimate responsibility to equalize valuation rests upon the County Board of Equalization, and it cannot avoid this duty by using the power to appoint referees. Okay, the bottom. The county board must give effect to the constitutionality requirement that taxes be levied uniformly and proportionally upon all taxable property in the county. Individual discrepancies and inadequacies within the county must be corrected and equalized. Okay, and then next on page 3A, again, January 1st, 2014, in counties with a population of 150,000 inhabitants, the county board equalization must allow protesters the opportunity to meet in person with the County Board of Equalization or a referee. That says or a referee, not with the referee. Same or equal thing for protests regarding real property. Each protester must be afforded the opportunity to meet in person with the County Board of Equalization or in
referee employment under section 775. Okay, and 4A, actual value. Actual value shall mean the market value of real property in the ordinary course of trade. It is the most probable price expressed in terms of money that a property will bring if exposed for sale in the open market or in an arms-like transaction between the willing seller and the willing buyer, both of whom are knowledgeable concerning all the uses to which the real property is adapted and for which it's capable of being used. Same thing, actual value is between the willing buyer and the willing seller, both of whom are knowledgeable concerning all the uses to which the real property is adapted and for which the real property is capable of being used. Okay, and the last one is classification or assessment methods, including any manual, be used as a basis for the assessment of all real property uniformly throughout each county, unless otherwise provided by law. No deviation from the classifications or assessment method is allowed. Okay, back to the letter. First part is meaning the equalization. Second is self-explanatory. 3A and 3B, the law say no, or not that you have to have a referee. 4A and 4B says value dictated by use. I believe the county assessor, by lowering the value of the property 1.5 blocks from mine, from the purchase price of $80,000 down to $45,000, lowering the value of that property alone, I believe is against the laws on page 1 and page 5. Thank you. Any questions? My question is, what's going on here? Why? I've worked on this for 3 years, and I'm led to believe I was right in my assumption, and come to find out that a referee, which I was not really informed, controlled the whole operation of the value. I feel it's a mistake or whatever you call it. Figure you should try to reevaluate or rethink the whole thing.
Well, Herman, have you appealed this to Turk?
I've got appealed for 2 years.
Okay.
I can appeal again, but that, I mean, I assume the county board is the first place, the assessor may be first place, but the county board determines the equalization.
Right.
You can appeal to the state, but it's just another process you're going through.
Okay.
But I feel I wasn't afforded a fair hearing at this level. I may be at state, but it's already 3 years behind. I'm on the third year on appealing to the state. So it's puts me between the rock and the hard spot. If I don't get nothing accomplished, what is going to be? What, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years? What is? There is no law that I...
We can't control what the state does.
Yeah, I know it, but you can control what is done here.
And we did. And we set our evaluation for this year. And this isn't an appeals process right here.
Okay, I know it.
There can't be any more county
appeals. I realize that. I'm just informing you, making you aware of the situation. Okay, it's a mistake, just the same as adding or whatever, I would say, because it is, to me, a mistake. And how anybody or, well, everybody that come out and looked at the property and seen agreed with me. So what happened? What happened to the...
Well,
only thing I can see is that they took the referees, complete judgment, period, without even...
Well, I know we did most everything that you asked of us, and...
Most everything. There's nothing adjusted.
Well, no, we did what you asked us. We had people go out there to look at your stuff personally. We had your hearing with us. We didn't want Jeff involved. We did that, and we looked at it, and
that's what the value was. Well, I don't think Jeff is involved. I didn't want the referee involved.
Okay.
Because you give him all the power to control it, which I feel that the control should be here with you.
We did review it. We did review it, and that's what we said it at.
So you all agree that this is all right? There should be no...
Okay.
No adjustment for the vacated street where it's got easement, and you can't do nothing with it. That means it should be valued the same or more as any other property, and also the valuation of the properties equal to me. Next, right in line, is not equal. Jeff claims it's equal, is not equal. As the map or whatever thing I showed you. I mean,
I understand that you don't agree with it, but that is what Turk is for. If you don't agree with us, then you go to Turk. So,
but
we're done debating it. We're done with the public comment portion. If you don't agree with this, you need to go to Turk. We took everything into consideration. We looked at everything, and we made a fair and reasonable judgment.
That I disagree with. So
that's fine. Okay, does anybody else have anything on public comment?
Yeah, if I could, please.
Yes.
Just to elaborate a little bit on that, I don't need the 3 minutes. Jeff Curry, assessor. I think something I wanted to have, Ruth had called me before, right before the meeting, and wanted me to say something. So the board has, you guys did, so... Mr. Freeze is correct. We got 3 years hanging out here. And what the board did was correct. You did what you said you were going to do, because Mr. Freeze is correct in the fact he was not equalized in 16 and 17. So our game plan is to, if we ever get the case in front of the Turk. I mean, we're not in control of that. It has to become the case. And once it does, is we're going to work through a stipulation to make Mr. Freeze's land match his neighbor who was not equalized, and that's Mr. Kane. So he would go, instead of a square foot method, to an acre method, and then he would be equalized with him for 16 and 17. So we are going to do that. 18, we would have done the same thing, but it was brought to our attention that Mr. Freeze's neighbor had actually added an in-ground pool in one of his buildings we had on the wrong parcel, and so it didn't have a value. So when we sent the data listers out there, we did another clerical error on it. We had to pick up his pool, and that acre method that Mr. Freeze found was switched to the square foot. So everybody out there now is equalized. So our decision for the 18 we need to go to Turk on, because the parcel that wasn't equalized did get equalized when we were notified to go out and pick up some extra things by the taxpayer let us know. So that's kind of where we're at and what the board had done. So you guys had... I just want to get it on the record. You guys are equalizing him in 16 and 17, and you did. He is equalized for 18. Whether it's too high or too low, that's something for the Turk to decide. But he is on the square foot. Mr. Kane is too now.
Okay.
So he'll be equalized that way.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Jeff.
Thank
you. Okay, does anyone else have public comment? If not, we will adjourn at 3:30.
Okay, we're going to move into the County Board of Commissioners. Joan, let me just start with this here first real quick. There's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Room, and is available in review for all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move in right off the get-go here into public comment. The County Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item that is not on the agenda. The chair has the discrepancy to limit the time on the comment. So at this time, I'm going to ask the public if there's any public comment that anybody would like to come up the podium, state their name and address for the record. No? Okay. Number two, we're going to move into consent agenda items. We got the approval of the previous minutes, July 30th, 2018, approval of the payroll claims, and C, accounts payable if there was any. I went through them all. Everything is in order. With that said, I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
So we'll move the consent agenda items.
Okay, got a motion by Tony.
A second.
And a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, number three, new business. We're going to approve an interlocal agreement between the City of South Sioux City and Dakota County, Nebraska regarding the remittance of a 12% of half a cent sales tax for the purpose of providing funding for public safety services contingent upon the voters' approval of the city's half a cent sales tax for the period of April 1, 2019 to April 1 of 2029. I think this last, was it last week, the back to school day, we had our, the city, the county, the school, and the chamber. We met up and had a news conference, and it's going to be on the ballot for a half a cent for the 10 years, and the county would end up with, it's 76% city, be 12% school and 12% county is where the monies would be. So I think it's a great way, personally, to pay for public service and the services as is, you know, for safety, half a cent sales tax. It's, you know, it's worked out well so far for the fire department. So
can you remind us again what roughly that 12% will pull in for the county? 100,000?
It's between 85 and 100 grand is what it will pull in.
A year.
Yeah, a year.
And I think you negotiated this up from, like, what, 8%?
We started off at 8%, and then we ended up at 12, so.
Good job.
Yeah, we've had a few round table discussions on this whole ordeal. But anyways, yeah, it's. I think it's a great way to pay for public safety. So anyways, with that said, I need a motion to approve the interlocal agreement between the City of South Sioux City and Dakota County for the half a cent sales tax that's going to be on the ballot.
So moved.
Okay, got a motion by Bill and a second by Tony for approval of the interlocal agreement between South Sioux and Dakota County for the tax. Joan, call roll, please.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Open up and award bids for construction and replacement of the bridge C0022010100P, located on East Sarpy Road, Section 30, Township 21, and Range 7E.
How many bids did you get?
I had two that I know of. We had one this morning, and Adam Google Tyson put another one.
Oh, good.
At three. So there's two that I'm aware of, unless another one came in. Big old thing. We sent out four.
Did Google do the Gomez Bridge?
Pardon?
Did Google do the Gomez Bridge? Did it?
Yeah. And the Marquette Bridge.
That's right.
Are they both time frame wise? Did they? Are they thinking this year?
There'll be a completion date of December 1st, if perfect storm material.
Yeah.
And weather.
Weather.
Even the material might be a problem. And there's some of the superstructure.
Good.
Looks like we got three bids.
Good.
Yes, three bids. First one's from Dixon Construction.
Who is that, Fred?
Dixon Construction. Out of Correctionville, Iowa. Their base price is $359,469.
359469?
Yes. Second is Tyson Construction out of Norfolk. Theirs is $352,520.
$352,520.
Correct. The third is Norfolk Contracting out of Norfolk. $278,888.
$278,888.
Correct.
Wow. What was their estimate on this bridge? $500?
Right around $500.
Any of these, they all have the same completion date, December 1st?
Yes. They all have the same completion date of December 1st. And like I said, there might be some problems with the superstructure or weather when we get it in that area. So
it's critical to get this thing done as quick as we can. It's going to save us a lot of money over the winter, keeping it out of the road open, keeping it rocked. And
correct.
It'll be $20,000-$30,000 added on to that road if it can't get this done.
Are you familiar with all three companies?
What's that?
You familiar with all three of the companies that bid it?
Dixon Construction and Tyson have both done work for us. Norfolk, if it's been done by any work but not by us, been a long time ago.
Not in your years?
It's a pretty good bid.
Yeah, it's significantly lower.
I don't think there's anybody here from Norfolk or not.
Contractors.
The contractors? No. Okay.
Pretty significant difference on
there. Let's
what do you recommend?
I kind of like to stay with tried and true. We have had, like I said, I have worked with Dixon and Tyson both. I have not worked with Norfolk. Doesn't mean I have never worked with them before. Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with kind of check backgrounds with this construction at Norfolk and see what kind of job you go out there and look at that? Because that's a lot of money.
I wonder if we could look into this in 2 weeks and settle then.
Yeah.
I like that idea. That number being significantly gives me some concern.
$74,000.
Is it? Is it 74? Some time to do some checking.
73,632 difference. Is 2 weeks?
$74,000.
Yeah, $74,000. So is 2 weeks too long, you think?
You want to have a special meeting?
Well,
we can.
I mean, we might have to. I just don't know if...
2 weeks would be a long time.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's right 2 weeks now, that we could lose out on.
What we're asking these contractors to do.
Yeah, I know.
2 weeks would be a long time.
Let's do an emergency meeting.
What does it take to have an emergency meeting?
Joan just said, can we do that or not? Yeah, it'd be a...
Just like to do some background. Or get some references, maybe.
Do we have why don't we do this here, Fred? I think it will be a special meeting. It'll be a special. What we'll do is, why don't you do some phone calling tomorrow, okay? And then contact myself or Joan, and let's maybe set up a special meeting. And let's just see where we're at.
If there's something I find or need, I will.
Yep. Yep.
And maybe if there's any place locally they look where we can just take a look at some of the work.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and this is the deal, you know, we've been down this avenue before where, you know, sometimes the cheapest ain't always the best. And I know the situation that we've done before, we always haven't gone with the cheapest, you know, the less expensive. But in this scenario here, and our money situation, I guess, I mean, if they have good references, I mean, it's a no-brainer. But the other two just being $5,000 off, you know, from one another, it just makes you wonder. But anyways, we got a game plan. Let's do that. I like that.
I'm gonna be in your office tomorrow. I need to hang up.
So can you get on that right first thing in the morning, Fred?
I will do it.
And then we'll plan on getting hooking back up together and making a decision on that. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Freddie.
Okay. C. I'm going to move on to the approval and renewal for the ballot printing code, the layout agreement for Election Systems and Software LLC. Basically, it is a agreement with Dakota County and Election Services for a 3-year period beginning September 1st of 2018. It's all in our packet here. It's just a formality, isn't it, Joan? Yes?
I talked with Secretary of State on it, and I've talked with other election commissioners, and Kim looked at it, so I think I don't have any problem with it being.
It's going to work well?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we need the approval for the renewal for the contract for the next 3 years with.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Marty on the renewal for the software election services agreement. And a second by Tony Gomez. Yes. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on that? Thank you.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, D, we're going to move on to Ms. Barkley. Is that correct?
Yes.
Requesting approval for a special liquor license for the Dakota County Downs Racetrack event. That's going to be held September 15th of this year, of 2018, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., correct?
Yes.
And the liquor license held by the Pony Express Stable Drive, South Sioux City. Welcome.
So, we the event's from 1 to 5, like you said. The actual race starts at 3. We will have uniformed security on hand. I think you guys all have a map of what the area looks like.
Did we do this last year?
Yeah.
The race, yes.
Yeah.
Not no liquor license?
No.
Okay.
What are you going to have, one race a year to keep it active? Is that correct?
Correct.
That's what I thought I heard.
One race, 4 horses?
Whatever complies with the law.
All right.
Okay. I think it's pretty simple and cut and dry, I guess.
I so moved to grant the special designated liquor license for Alicia Barkley.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion, Tony, a second by Bill, to approve the special designated liquor license for Dakota Downs Racetrack event on the 15th of September from 1 to 5. Call roll, please, Joan.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Good luck.
Hey, thank you for coming.
I just meant I wanted to state. Do you have the signed copy? 220.
That's my VFS.
It'd be nice to save a tree someday, wouldn't it, here? Can I say that? Okay, right here? So?
Loggers have rights, too.
Yeah, Sioux County, Dakota.
I'm never working out. I don't give men any other calls. He will instruct you, but I...
Sure, good idea.
Just like that. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent Road Report. Fred Kellogg, welcome again.
July 29th through August 11th, 306 hours of road maintenance, 8 hours overtime, debris removal, 1 hour. Projects, we're doing one out on Blyberg, that's part of the flood also. Mowing, 18 hours, garbage pickup, 6.5, gravel hauled, 939 tons, 8 hours of weed spraying, sign repairs, barricading, 26 hours. No road concerns of big topics anyway.
Stay tuned.
It sounds like we're getting them culverts in down there in Blyberg, so yeah. Everybody should be happy to...
Yes. Okay, so. There are 27, 25 spots on our flood, including the bridges, culverts, ditches. So we got a few to fit.
Yeah.
Okay. Things are going well, right, Fred?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions for Fred?
Good job.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to move on to B in miscellaneous. We got Captain Walsh to present the distress warrants report showing the total amount collected on the current distress warrants and the amount remaining uncollected. Board to approve the report, authorize assessor to remove the property tax roll. Said property is recommended on the sheriff's distress warrants report to be stricken and deleted by correction. Welcome, Randy Walsh. Captain Randy Walsh.
I do have a correction we need to make this. I'll advise you. I just learned about it myself when I came over here. Basically, they all pertain to the very bottom of the first page on the properties that we recommended to be stricken. The very last one of them, 2016-00033,
okay,
for $759.03. The owner of the property just came in and talked to Christy at the assessor's office and stated she moved it out of there without us being aware, and that's why that trailer is not where it was at. She moved it to a privately owned lot that they owned in South Sioux, and they've been paying real estate taxes on it for 17 and 18. This is for the 16 taxes. She was informed by Christy that it will stay on a distress warrant. You have to pay them, and she's supposedly going to pay them, so she is not going to, she doesn't want us to strike that. We want to keep it on the rolls, so if they are not paid on November 1st when the new distress warrants are issued, you're going to show that, and I know where it's sitting now.
Okay.
So, good, that, and that's a big difference right there. That brings that total down to $136.78.
Yep.
On that one there, just the amounts that we got to strike. Other than that, there was 91 distress warrants all total. $20,212.56. By the time we were all done, we have the 85 that were satisfied, two more that are to be stricken, and three that were sold at sheriff's sale. The three at sheriff's sale bought $1 apiece. And the reason they did is two of them were abandoned and had been abandoned for a couple of years now. They were pretty trashy. And the other one was abandoned, but it also had burned pretty much, and the only reason that the people moved out and left it, and the trailer court bought it for $1 so they could get the title on it at tax sale, and I believe already that it's been knocked down and leveled and removed out because it was just a hazard for them.
Right.
But they couldn't do anything until they had a title.
Okay.
So, other than that, then the grand total, we collected the $19,660.45 worth. and another $800 in interest. So the total shows $20,460.44 collected, subtract the ones that we have to delete.
Okay.
So what I need today is this here, and then I need permission or a motion by the board that we strike the properties that were sold at the sheriff's sale, because by law the taxes get deleted from the date of the sheriff's sale back, and then those people can, with the bottom, can either fix them up and put them back on the tax roll, but it needs to come off the tax roll and be done. They know the procedure for a junk title. And then the other two can be stricken. We're both gone, and we don't know where they went. They just hooked up to them. That's the problem with your house, and then two lots are vacant now. But I need a motion that we strike and delete those five properties.
I think so that motion that we would delete the five properties that Captain Walsh just detailed to us.
Okay. All right, we got a motion by Marty and a second.
I'll second.
Kevin, to fulfill Captain Walsh's wishes on our distress warrants.
And Joe and I will get you a
yes.
copy of the updated version.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
You probably did this in your sleep, Randy. You got a few years under your belt on these bad boys.
Well, it's down from the lot where
yeah.
Yeah. Sheriff Kleinberg. We got C, the jail report. Sheriff, welcome.
Good afternoon, folks. The jail report, so this is the 1st of July, first of this fiscal year. So all I've got is 1 month's numbers here. County inmates 87, federal inmates 26 for the month of July, 0.06 on juveniles, 113 total in-house. And for the calendar average of 2018 so far is county inmates 90, federal 16, juveniles 0.09, and 106 total in-house. So 17-18 fiscal was 87, federal inmates 26, juveniles 0.06, and 113 total in-house. So our incomes for marshals in July was $43,382, ICE $13,641, Omaha marshals or BIAs $325, and July federal combining of $57,348, calendar year $257,000, federal July contracts, other counties $5,995, and fiscal county contracts $5,995. So our cost per day went up just a little bit. We're up to $49, which is much better than it has been in the past. But still, we'd like to get down a little bit. And I really don't have any budgetary-type numbers for you.
9-0-0-17.
July bookings, Sheriff's Office was 28, South Sioux was 25, NSP was 4, courts or self-turn-in 12, feds 53, and other of 9, a total 131. And those numbers will reflect what the averages are also. So,
okay. Any questions for Sheriff? Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on. You know what, Chris? You're right back up again.
I don't have my agenda in front of me.
Okay. D is Sheriff Kleinberg requesting approval for a new commissary contract.
Okay, this is just for a commissary, so this is for food. This company, Prodigy, we've been looking at for quite some time. They're willing to bring us in on a separate deal with phone service and video conferencing. So with video so what this contract is right here is just our commissary account. So that's just stuff we sell to the inmates as far as extra food items, some clothing items, some Advil, Tylenol, things like that, OTC-type medications. We're having a problem with the last company. When we switched this last time, you guys, when I first got in here, we were doing that to get away from a particular vendor because we always had issues with them not fulfilling our requirements or fulfilling or their software working. As soon as we switched that contract, that vendor bought out who we switched to. So for all this time, we've been dealing with the same stuff. They're a very large vendor. It's just constant with them. It's constant. I got a Sergeant Becky in there about ready to wring my neck. But we're missing out on money because the stuff these people are buying isn't coming in the orders. Okay. So it causes us confusion. The kiosks that we've got for people to come and put money on, Michelle's kind of got them working now, and Becky, and they work on them stuffs. But those things have just been a pain in the neck. They haven't been working properly. I think in the last couple of months, they got them working a little better. This company, Prodigy, literally ties right into our JMS software. So, for instance, we've got a diabetic in there that I realized after we took him to the hospital, when I looked at his commissary, he's been ordering nothing but sugar, honey buns, things like this. With this new company, that ties right into the new JMS software we have, meaning our jail software. So when that's put in booking of his problems, it automatically puts him on a restricted diet for diabetics, and he can't order that stuff. So that's just one little example that these guys can do better for us.
Will they still use the kiosk system, or will
the... They have different kiosk systems. They'll still use the same type. We'll still do the same thing where the booking doesn't have to handle cash anymore. They drop it right away.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll that's keep really the same nice. Type of stuff. It is. It saves those guys from having to deal with it.
Well, you got to deal with them. You know what you're getting into. So let's everybody okay with that?
Sure.
It just needs somebody to make an approval for the sheriff to move forward with the new commissary program.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Marty with the contract. Second by Tony. Call roll, please.
Tony? John?
Thank
yes.
you.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, right, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to E here. We're going to go into a close discussion to discuss the sheriff deputies lodge 49 union contract negotiations. So I need a motion to go into closed session. Got a motion by Tony.
I second it.
Second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, Sheriff, will you stay, please? And Chris, the redheaded clown-looking guy, you need to leave the room. Thanks a lot. But I'm going to say one more. Can I say that? That is my son. That's my son I'm talking to.
I thought it was Carrot Top.
Yeah, Carrot Top. Okay, again, we're going to go into closed session to discuss the sheriff duty deputies Lodge 49 union contract negotiations. We're off, Joan.
Well, I need to call roll.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
No, I did.
No, you did,
yes.
And I just said again, yes. Thank you. Just open the door. Okay, I need a motion to come out of closed session.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion by Kevin and a second by Bill. To come on a closed session, we call roll, please, Joan. It is
16.
My computer. Yes, ma'am.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Okay,
yes.
F, we're going to have the board to discuss and approve and give the chairperson to sign the comprehensive master agreement between the sheriff's deputies, fraternal order of the police, Dakota County Lodge 49 and Dakota County 4. 3 years, July 1 of 2018, and it's going to go to June 30th of 2021. Okay, so we know there was a few changes that they wanted, we came to a good agreement, and so the people that negotiated, I want to thank you, with Tony and Joan and Kim and Marty, to do everything that you guys need to do. So with that said, I just need a motion to approve the contract for the 3 years and to give myself the permission to sign it, correct?
That's my motion.
Okay, Bill, and then we got a second by?
You know who's second.
Yeah, Tony Gomez. See, you egg me on to be silly, okay?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, Commissioner Committee reports. Any?
Yeah, I went to the with the veterans the other night, and they're working on their succession deal. We kind of switched it around because they didn't want to lose two guys in the same calendar year because they lose that experience. So they talked to Joan a little bit, and I talked to Joan a little bit. So they're setting that up. Also, they went and gave $50 to all of the veterans that are in the nursing homes. They're doing that twice a year now, and that really helps a lot of the guys out. And they had they sold raffle tickets for boxes of steaks. They raised $4,000, and that money's put in an account for the veterans that are in the nursing homes. They also had an event down at the R Bar in Homer the about 3 weeks ago to raise money for the monument they're doing down in Homer at their Legion Hall. They've never been able to have a flag because of the way their building is situated. They're building a nice monument between the old bank and their Legion Hall. They raised $2,300 that night at a fish fry. They've already collected $16,000 from the community. Wow. And so
Homer, good. They're giving people.
They are. So they're doing a great job down there.
Half the best deals.
Yep. Rody Farms, I think, is a big part of that.
Okay, good. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other commissioner community reports? I got to say this. I'm sure that I have something, but I can't remember. I only get eight more times to say that. But anyways, okay, mail emergency business.
There's a whole bunch of mail.
Oh, really?
NACO would like you to be aware that the Northeast District elected official for Secretary Treasurer needs to come from the Northeast District this year. So if anybody wants to run for the NACO board, they can.
Oh, yeah, that's...
South Sioux City Attiquette Trail has started. The county has a $15,000 because we're part. It's part in the county.
Just a little bit in it, just a sliver.
I had Burl Kelton stop in. He is with the Federal Disaster Loans. For anybody that had any property damaged in that flood in June, they have loans.
Thank you, Joan. Okay, with that said, we are going to adjourn. It is whatever time, John, 4:17. Our next regular meeting is going to be set for July 27th of 2018. Unless we have a special one, yeah, for the guests. But anyways, that's our next regular meeting.
Set no meeting.